this. Man, I'm so thankful to God to be able to share this time. I pray, God, you've been benefited. Listen, Randy Cole Sims, Sr., I serve as a senior minister to the Fifth Boulevard Church of Christ right down here in the great city of Rockledge, Florida. I pray, God, you have enjoyed. I look forward to the next time that the Lord blesses us with the opportunity. Until then, with that girl that I love, Debbie Renee Sims, God bless and keep is always our prayer.
I don't know whether you believe that tonight. He's got it all in control. You know he put that reassurance way down in my soul. Yeah, yeah. I've come to tell somebody that God's got it in control. You ready?
God got it all in control. Hallelujah. God got it all in control.
Jolie Gunn, let me just tell you this. God's got it all in control.
God's got it all. He's got it all in control. The Lord's got it all. He's got it all in control. He put that reassurance.
Good morning, good morning. Now you are tuned to the Space Coast Community Gospel Hour. Hoodie Sunday morning on radio station WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM from 9 AM until 10 AM. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of your day on today. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. Call a friend, call a neighbor. Tell them the Space Coast Gospel Hour is on, playing the best gospel on this side of heaven. Stay tuned for more and more gospel this morning. Your host for the morning is Sister Laura Mann, co-host Sister Gladys Butler. I have her here with me today, and I thank God for someone to come and fill in. Sister Beck Mitch is out of town, but we thank God for Pastor Gladys came to help out this morning. He's got it all in control. Mother Rose Wiggin coming by your house. Sister Sylvia Dupree.
Father and our God, we lift up to you the needs of our sisters, our mothers, even our brothers. We come to you because we know that you are able to see them through every test, every trial, every dilemma, every crisis. For every night they've cried, laid in agony, wondering what to do, where to go, who can I talk to? We come to you, asking you for mercy in the hospital room, and mercy in the courtroom, and mercy in the boardroom, and mercy in the bedroom, and mercy in every room, in every corner, in every apartment, every condo, every village, every mansion. My God, let your grace abound. Some mama's on her knees, her son is in jail. Some wife is in turmoil. Her marriage is going through hell. God, in the name of Jesus, let your rich grace bombard them, overshadow them, and lift them up. Cause them to know that you are there in the furnace of their affliction. You are there in the midst of their agony. You are there when lights are low and crowds are thin and the challenge seems so formidable and almost impossible. My God, let them know that you are their strength to climb mountains that will not move, that you are the boat that enables them to ford streams when rivers won't dissipate. You are the grace that stands up and empowers them to stand forces of hell that come against them. We bind every sickness, every disease, every burden, and every trauma that would rise against him. And we command liberty to break forth. Let it rush down like gushing streams, prevailing in their lives and giving them the grace and the fortitude to stand. Having done all to stand, let them stand there with their loins girt about with truth, the helmet of salvation and the breastplate of righteousness. I thank you for angels flapping their wings and grace bombarding them. Send strength, send light, send help, send love, send beauty for ashes and the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, and lift up heads everywhere this prayer is heard. I thank you, your miracle worker, your bridge builder, your heavy load sharer, your heart fixer, your mind regulator. I trust you now to move supernaturally in the lives of your people. Somebody deserves a miracle today. Somebody's expecting a breakthrough. I thank you now. I call it done. The impossible, the things in their lives that seems like they will never change, I call it done today. In Jesus' name, we receive it all.
Come on, everybody, put your hands together like this. That's it, we're gonna have a good old church. Can I hear the guitar, please, come on. A little bass, please.
Oh, God is my everything this morning.
All right, here we go.
Brother Clarence Whipper Sr. And all the family. Goes out for Brother Clarence, Reverend Clarence Whipper Sr. this morning. Goes out for all the said name. God is. Brother LaSalle Williams, Sister Evelyn Williams, Brother Johnny Hubbard, Sister Lorraine Hubbard. Brother Walter Davis Jr. Mother Esther Walker and Sister Easter Butner.
God is my everything. God is.
Oh, God is. Brother Jesse Hanks. Sister Veronica Jenkins, Sister Betty Payne. Pastor Rodney William and First Lady, Brother Tavis William. Son Oxidel Primitive Baptist Church. Pastor Rodney Williams, the pastor of Son Oxidel Primitive Baptist Church. God is. Those are for Pastor Odell Watson and First Lady Mother Letteria Watson. Mount Moriah AME Church, Reverend George Meyer, and once again, Reverend Clarence Swiffer Sr. Oh, my everything. Oh, Mother Rose Wiggins, Sister Sylvia Dupree. For Metropolitan Missionary Baptist Church and all your church family. Oh, that's a Pastor Loretta Bosby, Awesome God Present, and all your church family ministry staff this morning. What more can I do? Brother Reggie Robinson.
Lord, I'm your servant.
Sister Audrey Johnson. Oh, that's a Parker Memorial Missionary Baptist Church, Pastor Addison Mitchell and First Lady Mother Barbara Mitchell and all the family at Parker Memorial Missionary Baptist Church. What more can you do? All right, Brother Freddie Randall stopping by this morning, Brother C.J. Harris and Brother Charles Harris.
Maybe there's something I can do for someone who's going through. Tell me what more can I do? Tell me what more can I do? I want to know.
Oh, that is... Once again, Mother Rose Wiggin and yours truly, and goes out for Pastor Gladys Butler this morning, and goes out for you, Mother Rose Wiggin, Sister Becky Mitchell this morning. Thank God this morning for Jesus. Oh, Sister Sylvia Dupree stopping by your house this morning. Call in by Mother Rose Wiggin. What more can you do? Oh, that for Brother Douglas Brothers and Mother Leotis Brothers.
Tell me, Lord, what more
bring you a word about my sponsors at this time. But just before I bring you my sponsors, I would just like to bring you community announcement. None other than Metropolitan Missionary Baptist Church. They continue teen night, started on February the 4th, 2019, every Monday from 6 till 7:30. Now, the doors is always open, and they kicked off on February the 4th, 2019. Metropolitan is located at 474 King Street in the city of Cocoa. Now, they are in the city. Now, I hope you have already been a part of this because it started on February 4th, 2019. And that's teen night, you know, teen night. If you walk on in, because the church, those are always open. I have a community announcement from Parker Memorial Missionary Baptist Church, 4101 Mobile Avenue in the city of Cocoa. Now, you can all call for registration. Yeah, you can call 321-917-5937. Now, you can register to attend this or leave a voicemail. They will accept that. And this will be on Saturday, February the 23rd, 2019. And you know, from 8:30 till 9, they will have hot breakfast. Establish a budget that works for you. That's from 9 until 10, 1 hour. So, you know, if you want to be a part of this budget planning, and the person that are going to take place will be Mr. Jerry Chatlin, Finance Planning. Finance Development, that will start at 10 to 11. Mr. Reggio, Baptist Primitive Finance Advisor, that will take place from 11 until 11:30. Ministers Leadership Training, all of this now. The Reverend Dr. Quincy Woods from Mount Moriah AME Church, Palm Bay, and Mandatory All Primitive Baptist Church, deacon and ministers, all leaders. So you know what? You want to be a part of this. A good leadership. Take a space in this and be there. You know, sometimes we miss out and we don't ever get there. But we want to be a part of it. So do just that. Now, one of my sponsors, none other than Freddy's Custom Paint and Body Shop, owned and operated by Brother Freddy Randolph. His son Jason is there, and you know what, they got it all together, located at 416 Roosevelt Avenue, Merritt Island. Now that's Freddy's Custom Paint and Body Shop. Stop in, different paint job, or you just want to browse around, see what it's all about. He got it together. He have houses for rent, houses for sale. He have houses what you are looking for. Well, what area? Check him out. See what area he is located at with the houses. You can always call him at 453-6316. That's Freddy's Custom Paint and Body Shop. Now, it's also brought to you by Riverview Memorial Garden, owned and operated by Brother Duncan McKenzie, located at 3751 North Cocoa Boulevard in the city of Cocoa. Call them at 632-9050. Now, Riverview, the place where quality and service is a must. Here, burial plots there, mausoleum, memorial benches, and cremation service. All of this is take place now at Riverview Memorial Garden, the place where quality and service is a must. He continued to have the Marble Grant headstones, and he also the records. He also continues to have the records. And there's no charge. You know, old records, you lost one, you need another one. So that's no problem. Stop in. Let him take care of it. Riverview Memorial Garden. Going back into the program, play one of the latest and the greatest.
Stand for what you knew was right. change our lives. You stood real tall, not that you believe. You changed the course of our nation's history.
As we continue Black History Week, we just want you to notice this is none other than the late Rosa Parks on this song here. And we continue now Black History.
Know your name. Now we stand proud of your struggle and your fight. You're more than just a hero. You're a part of
goes out for Mother Anna Mae Price.
Your quiet strength.
Sister Jan Stone, Ruja Stone, Sister Callan Stone, and Brother Rudolph Stone, all the way from Palm Bay this morning.
Thank you.
bring a word about my sponsors at this time. None other than Crest Cleaners and Laundry. Crest Cleaners and Laundry, where quality and service still counts. That's Crest Cleaner. And they will take care of your dry cleaning, laundry, alteration, drapery, suede, leather. Take care of the wedding gown if that's your heart desire. Yes, they have one-day service in by 10 a.m. out by 5 p.m. And you know, they have seamstress on hand to take care of whatever problem. You know, hemline mitt. Oh, you just might need to take it in or let it out. They can take care of that at Crest Cleaners and Laundry. Family owned and operated since 1960, and they are still in business. They're open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. On your way in, on your way out, they're open. Didn't get a chance to pick it up on Friday. Well, that's all right. They're open on Saturday morning. That's Crest Cleaners and Laundry. They have locations in Titusville, Merritt Island, Cocoa, Rockleg, Polk St. John, and BL, Suntree, North Melbourne. Now, there is a Crest Cleaners near you. Check them out now, because they are all around in the city of Lavoie County. And also now brought to you in parts by the Stones Funeral Home, the home that Richard built with you in heart and you in mind, established since 1923, and they're still in business. Sister Jan Stone, owner and licensed funeral director, Sister Jan Stone. Now, they have modern, efficient, synthetic services. Let them be the provider for your loved one. They have a service to suit the purse of the humble as well as the rich. All distinction of class, wealth, are forgotten. Every service is conducted with the same quality, synthetic, understanding, capable attention to the smallest detail. That's Stone's Funeral Home. Stone's Funeral Home, one service, two locations to serve you better. They have location at 516 King Street, City of Cocoa, 636-2344, 2400 Stone Street, Melbourne, Florida, 727-9009. Area code is 321. Stone's Funeral Home, small enough to know you, they are large enough to serve you. There's no substitute for experience at the Stone Funeral Home. Let them be the provider for your loved one. One funeral home, two locations to serve you better. Stone's Funeral Home is able, willing, ready, and know how to handle all of your funeral arrangements. Let them be the provider for your loved one at the Stone's Funeral Home. Going back into the program, play one of the latest and the greatest.
I'm going home to live. See, my mama used to sing this song. Then she would say a verse that says these words right here. Listen. Out in the sunshine, Lord, out in the rain, she would say, I got to keep on walking. One day my walking shall not be in vain. She said, one day when it's all over, I'm going home to live with my Jesus. Oh, Lord, won't it be grand? Oh, yes, sir, won't it be grand, Lord? Then she would lift up her voice. Sometimes she would say, oh, won't it be grand? She was there when we all get together. Won't that be grand? Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. She said, one day when it's all over, I'm going home to live with Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Won't it be grand? She had another verse. She would say, she was a child sometime. People would talk about you. But let me tell you, you know what she would say? Talk about me. Much as you please. The more that you talk, I'm going down on my knees. She said, when it's all over, going home to live with Jesus. Oh, yes, sir. Oh, won't it be grand? Then she would lift up her voice again. She would say these words right here. Oh, won't it be grand? Oh, no. She said,
right now, I'm going to, Sister Pastor Gladys is going to come on, and she's going to speak for the late family that was killed and the late dad. She's going to come on at this time. At this time, I'm going to bring Pastor Black Gladys back and let her speak again at this time, because we know that God is a shelter.
Amen. I just want this song to go out.
Thank God for Jesus this morning, and thank Pastor Gladys for the information about the family. If you don't know them, you will hear about them. And we thank God for Jesus right now because we know that he's in charge. And there are other families that lost loved ones and all around. You might not know who they are, but God is in charge. And he'll take care. He'll be a shelter.
He's been a friend of trouble. Can't nobody shelter do me like you. I know he's been there when I call on him. Came to rescue. He's been my mother.
Yes.
He's been my father.
Yes.
He's been my sister.
Yes.
And my brother.
Yes.
When I needed him.
Yes.
In a time of trouble.
Yes.
I needed him.
Yes.
In a time of sorrow. Oh,
shelter.
Good God Almighty.
For me.
I'm talking for me,
shelter.
What the Lord can do. I know what the Lord can do. Can do for you.
A word about my sponsors at this time, none other than Bayless Used Car Auto Paint and Body Work, located at 1305 Franklin Street in the city of Cocoa. Owned and operated by Brother Johnny Fred Bailey and his son, we have Johnny Fred Bailey Sr. and Jr., and they both are there at Bayless Used Car Auto Paint and Body Work, located at 1305 Franklin Street in the city of Cocoa. You can always give them a call at 636-3615. That's Bailey's Used Car Auto Paint and Body Work. Well, we specialize in collision work, but we really don't want collision to happen. But we want you, if you're looking for a car, stop in, browse around. Tell him what you're looking for. You know what? He don't have it, he'll get it in. That's the way he operates. Stop it. 1305 Franklin Street, City of Cocoa. You can always call him 636-3615. Bayless Used Car Auto Paint and Body Work. Now, just before I go back into the program, just let me tell you a little bit about this. Just in a minute, we're going to tell you just what you don't. We don't want you to forget about it. Now, I don't want you to forget about the Sparkle Memorial Missionary Baptist Church, 4101 Mobile Avenue in the city of Cocoa. Now, this will start in February the 23rd. I believe that's next Saturday. And they'll have hot breakfast, 8:30 till 9. Oh, my goodness, that sounds good. Parker Memorial is located at 4101 Mobile Avenue in the city of Cocoa. Now, you can register for attendance at always call at 917-5937. Area code is 321. And remember now, we are still kicking off February the 4th every Monday night from 6 till 7:30. That's Metropolitan, located at 474 King Street in the city of Cocoa. And remember, the doors of the church is open. Going back into the program, play one of the latest and the greatest. Last Sunday to play this again, and I thought it would help somebody. They got a flashback, and this is Black History, and we want to recognize that this morning. Oh, Brother Freddie Randolph stopping by your house once more this morning.
We were raised on molasses and bread and milk and bread. Every now and then my mind go back to those days. And when I open up the refrigerator and part things, looking for something to eat, can't find what I want to eat, cause I got so much in the refrigerator, I can't help but move for the Lord. Every time my mind go back to when seven doctors walked up, looked down on me, said I wasn't gonna live to see the next day in the morning. It is 6 years later, I'm able to walk around. I can't ever. Yeah. Anybody got any flashbacks now? Can you look back where you come from? Thank the Lord for where you are at now. I don't believe you can do that. If there ain't anybody in here, can let your mind go back to where you come from. When they said you weren't gonna be nothing, when they said you weren't nobody, and here you are, you are the child of the Lord. Thank you. Hey, I know it's crowded in here. Why you got a chance? Why the blood is running in your veins? Why you yet among the land of the living? I'm gonna tell you what you ought to do.
It's all right. Clock on the wall says about my time to leave you this morning, but you know it's been a pleasure wherever you was listening and you was tuned to the Space Coast Community Gospel Hour. Each Sunday morning now on radio station WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM. Just before I go off the air this morning, this goes out for Brother Rudy Tucker this morning. I hope he's listening. Every Sunday morning now from 9 a.m. until 10 a.m. And we thank you for being a part of this. And I just need to thank Pastor Gladys Butler for helping me out this morning. And I thank God for her because, you know, Becky's not here, but she came to give her time, and I thank God for her, and I thank God for you, you, and you. Play something old, play something new. Played it all just for you. Made some sad, made some glad. Did the best I could with what I had. You know, the best is Jesus, that's the best.
I pray that everybody have a blessed day today because this is the day that the Lord has made, and let us rejoice and be glad. Go to the church, as I hear Miss Laura always say, go to the church of your choice today and give God what's due unto him, and that's praise. God created us to praise him, so just go out to church this morning and give God what's due unto him, and that's praise. So just have a blessed day today. God bless you.
Thank Pastor Gladys for the words this morning. Pleasant. Good morning.